I can remember the first time I saw a winter cyclist in Ottawa. It was during a snowstorm, and I had just moved to the capital city of Canada. I looked out my window to see a guy on a bike plowing through a snowdrift. He had one glove on the handlebars and the other carrying a 3-foot-long art portfolio. It was outrageous. But even more surprising, Ottawa is full of these people. We're talking a good 4 months of frigid temperatures here, and there are bicycles on the road every single day. I wanted to know what could possibly motivate someone to hop on a bike when the temperature is well below freezing. To find an answer, I went to see Jürgen Weikart. He's a 37-year-old father, a website developer, and an avid winter cyclist.
Okay, ready, honey? Why don't you bring me your snow pants now?
It's 8:30 on a Monday morning, and Weikart is preparing for his first ride of the day, transporting his 4-year-old daughter to daycare. Weikart is a rare breed. Not only does he climb on a bike in the middle of winter, he drags his kid along, too. Unfortunately, guests are also invited. Next thing I know, I'm trying to fit a bike helmet over my ski cap.
Well, still a little bit small.
Pull out these things here. Yeah. It'll give you lots.
Weikart says you should dress in layers that are easy to remove. Once you start pedaling and sweating, the biggest challenge is often to stay cool and dry. Today, it's just below freezing, so Weikart throws on a long-sleeve t-shirt, a fleece vest, and a windbreaker with vents under the armpits. He hustles his daughter into a snowsuit, and we're out the door. As soon as we reach the driveway, Weikart is smiling. He eagerly brushes the snow off his bicycle.
Yeah, well, it just brightens my day. Like, it's so sunny and beautiful and fresh out here, and you get a little bit of exercise, a little bit of warmth in your body, gets the system going, and I realize if I don't drive for a day or two, I realize afterwards that I've been typically crabby if I don't get my morning rides.
Let's hop in.
Weikart covers his daughter with blankets in a trailer that he pulls behind his bicycle. Then he and I hop on our bikes, inching them towards the top of the driveway, which is covered with ice.
Probably the most dangerous spot right here on this whole ride.
Is that
patch down at the bottom of the driveway.
Okay.
This up here has all been in shade. It's been wet.
Right.
And now it's frozen.
Okay.
Once we get out on the main road, we're going to have dry pavement.
Okay. Yep.
Here we go.
We slowly make our way over the frozen tire tracks. It reminds me of cross-country skiing or skating. Weikart tells me to steer and brake, but preferably not at the same time. It's actually pretty easy. And on the street, the conditions range from packed snow to dry pavement. Weikart sticks to the bare road, even if that means taking over the lane. By law, cyclists here have the right to do that, and the city actually encourages it to make sure that drivers see people on bikes. But between the cars and the weather, it's not surprising that most people assume that winter cycling is dangerous. Researcher Lisa Ruthier decided to take a closer look at that assumption. She recently earned a degree in environmental studies from Carleton University in Ottawa. Ruthier surveyed 60 winter cyclists and 62 people who don't ride in the winter. She calculated the number of riders with the number of collisions and found no increase in collisions during the winter months. And generally, Ruthier found the people on the bikes aren't really worried.
One of the questions I asked was, do you feel safe when you're riding your bike in the winter? And 82% responded that they feel safe all or most of the time when they're on their bike. And what I found, and what many people will notice, that on many days of the year during the winter, the roads are actually bare and dry, curb to curb. There's no difference from summer cycling conditions.
But what distinguishes many winter cyclists from the rest of us is experience. Ruthier says these are people who are used to commuting, regardless of the traffic or the weather. Jürgen Weikart fits that description. He says he'll always choose his bicycle over the car for a number of reasons. It's a way to exercise, it saves money on gas, and it's better for the environment. But mostly, he says he just loves being outside.
One day I was riding, not that long ago, must have been 200 little blackbirds sitting on the lawn, and as I drove by on my bike, one of them took flight, and then the whole flock took flight. And as I drove by, they flew just right over top of my bike and over my head, and they flew off. And I thought, wow, I could hear their wings beating. I could hear every little feather going past me and the wind rushing. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. You're never going to experience it that way in a car.
We have an uneventful ride, and Weikart drops his daughter off at daycare. Even on a frigidly cold day, he'll choose the longer, scenic route to the office. Today is no exception. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.